After putting down the breakfast, he had drawn back and was standing there at the stiffest attention Johnny had ever seen. A coordinator came slipping in the door, the Scots sentry scowling and privately vowing to send for Sir Robert by runner the moment the door was closed. Johnny looked at the Russian questioningly. The Russian bowed from the hips and straightened up, looking stiffly ahead.
How do you do, Johnny Tyler, sir?
His was a very thick accent. He did not go on. Johnny went on eating oatmeal and cream.
How do you do?
He said indifferently. The Russian just stood there. Then his eyes rolled appealingly at the Scot coordinator.
That's all the English he knows, Johnny, sir. He has some news and a present for you.
Chrissy, with a broom in her hand, her corn silk hair tied out of her eyes with a buckskin thong, bristled at this violation of proper announcement. She looked like she was going to hit both of them with the broom. Johnny motioned her to be still. He was slightly interested. The Russian was so imposing and was fairly bursting with what he had to say. Ivan barked off a long string of Russian, and the coordinator took it up.
He says he is Colonel Ivan Smolensk of the Hindu Kush. That's in the Himalayan mountains. They are descended from a Red Army detachment that was cut off there and intermarried locally. There are about 10 groups in the Himalayas. Some speak Russian, some an Afghanistan dialect. They really aren't army units. Colonel to them means father. They're really Cossacks.
The Russian thought this was going on too long. It was more than he had said. So he rattled off another string. The coordinator cleared up a couple of points and turned to Johnny.
This is very irregular,
said Chrissy, her black eyes flashing. The coordinator was already in awe of Chrissy, and Johnny had to tell him to go on.
It seems like when they found they could travel around, the steps there are huge. A troop, that's their name for a family unit, rode clear over to the Ural Mountains. They got on the radio to him. Anybody can use a radio, it seems. And they gave him some news. Our coordinator there had told them about this base, and that troop, for some reason, thought there might be a Russian base. They came back and radioed Yvonne here about it, and he took off. Anybody can hook a ride on a plane. They schedule around the various tribes about once a week. And he rode like the wind, he says, on their very swift horses. And he went to check it personally. And he's just come back and wants to tell you.
He should tell the council. Johnny is in no condition to be holding what they call audiences.
The Russian let out another string. The coordinator timidly translated. He did not like crossing Chrissy. She was such a beautiful woman and such a celebrity herself.
There is such a base. It's as big as this one and just as full of atom bombs and hardware and dead men.
Johnny was vaguely interested. Might serve them as a refuge if there were a counterattack.
Well, tell him that's fine, and why not clean it up and use it?